how do you satirize something that really exists already beyond the edges of believability?
Yes, I know. And we got the tapes, we got some video, we've had some description, and I just wanted to, there was a lot of it that was kind of brushed over quickly, and others I was just trying to imagine, okay, what was that scene really like with this guy smoking crack? Like, who was there? What was happening? And who are his friends? And all that kind of stuff. I tried to imagine more than what we were told. There was a great little piece in the police report that hardly got any attention, which was Rob Ford was observed, followed by the police, 2 o'clock in the morning. He was in a cemetery at his dad's grave, weeping uncontrollably and drinking. And I thought, that was really passed over quickly. I thought, this is a 44-year-old guy? What kind of person I can see it if you're 21 and you're like, oh my God, life's horrible, my dad died and he never loved me, glug, glug, glug. But 44, get your act together, buddy. So anyway, that was in the police report, and I thought, well, we don't know anything about that, really. So I tried to imagine what that was like. So I wrote that into the book. So I tried to expand on stuff that we didn't really know about. Of course, in my book, it's not Rob Ford. It's a guy named Jim Clark. Totally different.
Totally different. Completely different.
Yes.
I know you, so I've been following your progression with this book. But yes, there are things that happen in this book that I know you wrote before he actually did them. There's a scene where he beats up somebody for no reason, and then suddenly that was in the news, and I went, what? How did Pearson know that was going to happen? Pretty much exactly. It's in a different circumstance, but it erupts out of nowhere, and if this blind, crazy fury against somebody who apparently he...
Yeah, but we did have some clues. You know, you saw the Toronto Star video, which he ridiculously claimed was him pretending he was a wrestler. He's talking about ripping someone's throat out and all that kind of stuff. That kind of violence is right under the surface, so it doesn't, you know, not to take anything away from my brilliant imagination, but I don't think it takes that much of a leap to go, how far is he away from punching someone for no reason? I think he's pretty close to that all the time. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens, how prophetic the end of my book is. I don't know. We won't discuss that, but.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a cautionary tale.
At the end of the book, it was like, I felt kind of complicit, because we all kind of want low taxes,
yes,
great service.
Exactly.
We want someone else to handle it over there. I don't want to see what happens. And that's how guys like this work.
Well, also, yes, and they also make, and this is true of the province and everywhere else, but they make these promises that are vague enough where they say, we're going to lower your taxes. We're going to keep all the services that are important to you. And then someone says, but you're closing the libraries? Yes, we're closing the libraries. Well, those are actually important to me. Well, they're not important to most people. You're closing fire stations? Because I'd really rather my house not burn down. Well, we're closing some. So as long as people see that it's for other people that any inconvenience will go, then they're quite happy to see the taxes lowered. So we have to get more mature about that and recognize, okay, we're going to take in all this money and we're going to spend it on stuff. Let's have an intelligent conversation about what that should be. Instead of these platitudes of, oh, we're going to cut this and whatever, we're going to make it better for you, but not say what it is.
If we didn't have Rob Ford to laugh at,
yeah,
no one would know where Canada was internationally.
That's true, but I would rather... I was in Florida a few years ago and said to someone, I was from Toronto, and they said, oh, the film festival and the Blue Jays, and I hear it's really a clean city. My cousin was there. That's what they said about Toronto. I was in Florida at Christmas. I said I was from Toronto. Rob Ford, the crackhead. Okay, so I'll take the film festival and the Blue Jays, and it's a clean and wonderful city. I'll take that any day. And as far as the comedy stuff goes, sad to say, there will be someone else. I know he's incredibly huge, but there will be somebody else.
The book is Me and the Crackmare. I've been speaking with the author, Gary Pearson, and Me and the Crackmare, available all over the world. All you have to do is go to Amazon.